Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf HaYomi, Seita Chaf Dalid. We begin a brand new Perek, Perek Revi, which begins at the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. So typically an Isha who goes through Kinoi Vestira, then proceeds to the Beis HaMikdash for drinking of the Mei Seita. So after Kinoi Vestira, she's really usher to her husband and faced with a choice. Either she just leaves the marriage and forfeits her ksuba payments, or they proceed to the Beis HaMikdash to verify her status. Now in our Mishnah, we're going to have a long list of exceptions to this rule. Situations where, in fact, the Isha went through Kinoi, went through Stira, and she is Aser, but she has no option to drink for whatever reason. There's no husband around. She's not really married, she's just engaged, etc., etc. So she's Aser to be with him, but she cannot have the option of drinking, and therefore she leaves without getting the ksuba payments. Says the Mishnah, Arusa. You have an Isha who's merely engaged after a kiddushin, right? Not like today's engagement, a real kiddushin, which makes her somewhat connected to him. She's considered an Ashes Ish with respect to Arayis, but she's not really yet under his watch. So the Arus, the Chasam, did Kinui, and she did Stira. So that's the case of Arusa. Vishemeres Yavam, that's a similar case. Her husband passed away without kids. Brother, the Yavam, is waiting to do Yavam. So the Shemeres Yavam is an Isha who is awaiting Yavam. It's like an engagement period. And there was Kinui Vestira. In both these situations, there's no drinking. Loishay says, there's no drinking. As we're going to see in the Gemara, it's based on a Pasuk. Drinking is only applied when there is a husband involved, as opposed to the case of Arusa and Shemeres Yavam. V'loy noitlis ksuba, but at the same time, they lost their ksuba. She's aser on him, and she leaves the relationship without getting a ksuba. How do we know that it needs to be a married woman? Shenemar asher tiste, tachas isha. She strayed under her husband's watch, as opposed to these two individuals, Prat La'Arusa v'Shemeres Yavam, who aren't really married yet. So there's no drinking, but she forfeits her ksuba, she's aser to him. Here comes another category of examples. Women who are aser to their husbands to begin with. There's a lav involved. Almana, she's a widow, l'kayin gadol. Or a grusha, a divorcee, v'chalutza, she underwent chalitza, and she's married l'kayin hedit, a regular kayin. These are isurim. It's not supposed to happen to begin with. Or she's a mamzeres. V'nesina, she belongs to that group of people called Nesinim, who are also to marry into the community. But she's married l'Yisrael. Or in the reverse, Ubas Yisrael, she's a regular Bas Yisrael, married l'mamzer, ulinasin. And all these, we say, Loisha, he says, there's no drinking involved. Rashi brings these sifri. The pasuk applies to a legitimate marriage. Kisiste ishtoi. V'ru'uyo li'ishus ha'kosev medaber, says Rashi on the fourth line. Prat la'almanu kain gadol needs to be something which is appropriate. So in all these situations, lo yishay sheis is no drinking, v'lo yinot leis ksuba, but the fact is, she went through kini v'stira, she gave up her rights to the ksuba. Another class of examples, ha'imeres t'meyani, so she's regular isha married to a regular man, there was kini v'stira, but she gets up and admits, I'm tummy, there's no point in verifying any further. Or, she didn't admit, but there were edim. V'shabo lo edim she'itmeya. Or, she just refuses to cooperate. V'aymeres eini she'isa. In all these, there's no drinking, we don't force her, but there's no ksuba as well. What about Omar ba'alo eini mashko? Now it's the husband's fault. He's compromising the whole procedure. He says, I don't want to give her to drink. Or, v'shabalo, or the husband interacted with her as married as they're traveling to Yerushalayim. That's a no-no. So he compromised the process and therefore she's entitled to the ksuba, noitlis ksuba, for loy shay says, there's no drinking, but she does get ksuba this time. What about a regular marriage? And there was kinu vestira, and before they got a chance to drink, mesu balin, achalei shasu, husband passed away before drinking. Beshami aimrim, noitlis ksuba, they're entitled to the ksuba, but loy shay says, despite the fact that they're not going to drink, why? The pasuk says, husband needs to do this. Vehevi ha'ish es ishtei lakayin. There's no husband. There's no drinking. Ubisil aimrim oishay sois. Oin loy noitlis ksuba. Either they drink or they forfeit the ksuba. And Rashi explains. Basil mean, because there's no drinking, there's no ksuba. As we're going to see in the Gemara. Another example. Mu beres chaveri. We know that a person's not meant to marry an isha who's Muberes, who's expecting from a previous marriage. Because his interaction might interfere with that development. Umenekes chaveru. Let's say she's nursing a child from a previous marriage. And all these, we're supposed to wait. There's a wait period before the next marriage. He did so anyway. He married this type of isha. And we have kine vestira. What happens now? Lo isha yisoyis. Once again, there's no drinking, there's no ksuba. The reason is the same as before, because she's not really suitable for him at this point. It's not a proper marriage. Well, you still proceed. You know why? He has the option of, you know, separating temporarily until she's done, she's finished the ibor, she's finished nursing, take her back later on. So technically, there's nothing inherently wrong with this marriage, with this match. And therefore, we follow the same process as a regular, standard marriage. What about a fellow who has no kids, and he's supposed to be doing the mitzvah of peru revu by marrying an isha who's able to have children, and he married an eiloness, an isha who has a hormonal imbalance, who cannot bear children, v'zakena, or an older woman who likewise can't bear children, u'she'enu le'ilid, another woman, for some reason she took some sort of there's some sort of medical procedure that prevents her from bearing children. In all these situations, we say lo'inoit l'sksuba v'le'sheitois, there's no drinking. And she loses the ksuba. The reason is because this is not the proper type of marriage. You're supposed to be marrying somebody that can bear your children. So it fits into that category of an isha which is not ru'il ishus and there's no drinking. Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Rabbi Elazar Omer, yachal hu lisa isha acheres. There's nothing inherently wrong with marrying this type of woman. There's no isra between the two of them. What about his mitzvah of having children? Okay, marry somebody else. Yachal hu lisa isha acheres, he can marry another wife. V'lifreis, v'lirbis himena, to bear him children. And therefore, Rav Leza holds that even this type of isha will drink as usual. Ush arkal anashim. Otherwise, if it's just a standard, typical type of marriage, nothing wrong, and you have kini v'stira, what's the next stage? Oishay sois. The isha is faced with an option of either drinking or otherwise you skip the ksuba and you leave the marriage. Continues the Mishnah. Isha's kohen who is a soita. What happens now? Shoisa umateres labala. After she drinks and she turns out that she appears to be innocent. No effect, no visible effect. Umateres labala. She can go back home. Even though he's a kohen, there's no issue. Aishas Saris. What about the wife of a fellow who is a Saris? He went through some medical procedure which preempts him from having children. Shaisa, she too will go through the drinking process like any other Isha. And the Gemara will explain what the Chiddush here is. Al Dekol Arayas Mekanen. If a husband notices inappropriate behavior by his wife, he can be mekana, he can warn her, and this can apply to any type of man, even with respect to her relative. Look, be careful from your this and this relative. That also works. It's also considered kinui. chutz min ha-katan. Except if he warns her against interacting with a katan, because the pasuk says the concern is with an ish as opposed to a katan. U'mimishayin ish, and also a non-man, like an animal, then kini doesn't apply to that. Concludes the Mishnah. Ve'elu shebez din mekanin lahen. In the following cases, even though there's no husband on the scene, Bezdin can substitute for the husband and warn his wife against this type of behavior. Mishnah Scharash Bala, a case where her husband became deaf-mute and is not really functioning, or nishtata, or deranged, or isha yachavash bebeis ha'asurin, or he's locked up in prison. Bezdin could step in and do kinoi. But loy la'ashkoysa amru, this kinoi will never lead to drinking water. Because the pasuk says, husband needs to do that. He's in charge of that. There's no husband. There's no drinking. So what's the point of kinoi? The point is that if she violates, she disregards, then she'll leave the marriage without a ksuba. That's the point. But not to say that she'll drink. This can work even for drinking. This can bring her to shtia as well. Look, she eats it bala. Look, today husband's not around to oversee the drinking. But the kinoi applied by Bezdin will activate the process so that eventually, if the husband becomes available, he can proceed with the next step and bring her to drink. Let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. We have the Arusa, Shemeres Yavam, not really fully married, although they can't drink. For that we need a real wife under her husband's watch. But kinoi will apply to the point that she becomes asura, and she will leave without a ksuba. Mishta hu delay shasyu, says the Gemara. There's no drinking in those cases. Ha kinoi mikanila. But kinoi does apply and makes her asura, and makes her lose her ksuba. That's a chiddush. You're not even giving her the option of drinking, and you're making her asura. Minan emili. How do we know that is true? Etanu rabbanon, based on a brisa. Pasuk says, "Daber al bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleim," and then continues, "Ish ish kisis the ish tayrat v'amarta aleim." That's extra words. L'rabbis arusa v'shemeres yavam l'kinu, to include these two cases. Although they can't drink, but kinu will apply. Continues the Gemara, "Masnisin au mishnah," which says that in arusa and shemeres yavam, although they can have kinu and become asra and lose their ksuba, but there's no drinking in both cases. Mani, who is this author? Who is this Tana speaking in our Mishnah? Whose Shita is this? Rabbi Yehonasan. It's Rabbi Yehonasan as opposed to Rabbi Yashia, who are featured in the next price. So Rabbi Yehonasan is the one who tells us that Arusa and Shemeres Yavam are precluded from drinking based on a pasuk. The Sanyo, the pasuk says, we speak to the Isha. Did you stray? Tachas Isheich. Tachas Isheich, under your husband's watch, a married woman. Prat la arusa, as opposed to a arusa who's not really married. This process doesn't apply to her. Yochol shani moitzi, av shemeres yavam. What about a shemeres yavam? Who's already a bit more connected, so to speak, to the yavam. There's no chuppah needed. It's already halfway in to that marriage. Perhaps she's also excluded. No, Tamad Loimar, Ish Ish. The pasuk begins by Dabra Bnei Yisrael V'Amarta Aleim, Ish Ish, right? Ish Ish is a repetitive lashon to include even a Shemeres Yavam. Divrei Rabbi Yashia, he disagrees with our Mishnah. He says, Arusa, okay, she's out, but Shemeres Yavam is in. Rabbi Yonas and Omer, both are out. So first we have Tachas Isheich, denoting a married woman. Prat l'shemeres yavam, as opposed to the shemeres yavam, who's not really married, not qualified for the process. Oitzi shemeres yavam, perhaps we will only exclude a shemeres yavam, who's not really, his wife. He didn't really do anything. He wasn't the kaddisher. So of course she's out. Arusa, what about an isha who he engaged? It's his kiddushin. She's already somewhat connected to him, personally. Perhaps she will not be left out of the process. Talmud Leimar, we have another pasuk. Pasuk at the end of the Parshas Sota, Zoyus Toiras Aknois, Asher Tiste Isha, Tachas Isha Venitmo, Tachas Isha, under her husband's watch. Part Larusa, as opposed to an Arusa who's left out of the process. So, according to Rabbi Yehonasan, both Arusa and Shemeres Yavam are left out, in line with our Mishnah. Now, interesting that, you know, Rabbi Yashia starts with saying, I'm going to exclude the Arusa. But a Shomer HaSiyavim? No, not her. Because a Shomer HaSiyavim is somewhat more connected to the future husband than the Arusa is. And that's why he chooses to exclude the Arusa first, but when it comes to Shomer HaSiyavim, we'll leave her in. So he considers the Shomer HaSiyavim to be more connected than the Arusa, as opposed to Rabbi Yonasan. He goes the other way. His starting point is, we have one pasuk to exclude. Who's it going to be? Shomer HaSiyavim. She's out. What about the Arusa? Maybe she's not really excluded because she's somewhat more connected. Oh, we have another pasuk for that. Rabbi Yonasan considers the Arusa more connected than the Shomer HaSiyavim. Explains the Gemara. Mar alimalei Arusa. It's true. Rabbi Yonasan considers Arusa to be stronger than the Shomer HaSiyavim. The Kedusha Didei. Because after all, how did she become an Arusa? Because he engaged her. It's personal. Not only that. If she in fact does nus during the Arusa period, there's skila. Right? Because of this Arus that's already engaged her. So Arusa is already somehow connected halfway in. As opposed to the Shomer HaSiyavim. It's not my, it's my brother, you know. It's there's no skila if she does nus. So it's more distant. Umar, as opposed to Rabbi Yashia, he goes the other way. Alim le Shomer HaSiyavim. To him, a Shomer HaSiyavim was more preferred than the Arusa. Because an Arusa needs to first go through the Chuppah period. Shomer HaSiyavim doesn't need that. Rashi brings that any Bia, any interaction as married, triggers the, activates the Yibam, even if it's his Nus. So she's already somewhat more connected to the Yavam than the Arusa is to the Arus, and therefore he preferred that. Okay, bottom line is, regarding Arusa and Shomer HaSiyavim and their ability to drink if they are soiters. Rabbi Yonasan says, nobody. And that's in line with our Mishnah. And it's based on one pasuk and another pasuk. Whereas Rabbi Yashia says, okay, we'll exclude the Arusa because of the pasuk Tachas Isheich, but the Shomer HaSiyavim, we'll leave her in because of Ish Ish. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yonasan, Hai Ish Ish Ma Yavad Lei. Now, Rabbi Yashia applied the pasuk Ish Ish to include the Shomer HaSiyavim, right? Rabbi Yonasan, who excluded everybody, what does he do with Ish Ish? He uses it for something else. The rabbi says Ish Cheresh, Ish Shoyte, to include a situation where we have an Isha married to a Cheresh who's not capable of handling the situation. Bezn will take over, like we learned in the Mishnah. Ish Shoyte, the arranged husband, Ish Shiamam, a wife of a fellow who's emotionally disturbed. He's unable to involve himself, and Bezn will take care of that. And that's long term Ish Ish. Now, Rabbi Yashia, who only excluded the Arusa but included the Shomer HaSiyavim, so Rabbi Yonasan had two psukim, right? He had Asher Tista, Isha Tachas Isha, that's for the Arusa, and Tachas Isha, you have to exclude the Shomer HaSiyavim. But according to Rabbi Yashia, he only excluded the Arusa, so what does he do with the other pasuk? Rabbi Yashia, Hai Tachas Isha, what does he do with that pasuk? Mayavid Lei Mibayle, that's for another Halacha Lahakish Isha Leisha, Isha Leish, to connect the man to the woman, as we're going to see later on. The Gemara both have to behave properly in order for the water to work. We'll see later in the Gemara. Now we have an interesting question coming up. So we say that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yonasan. We have Psukim to exclude Arusa and Shomer HaSiyavim. Elo Tama Deksivi HaNikroi. The reason why we exclude the Arusa and Shomer HaSiyavim is as a result of these Psukim, right? Halav Hachi, but apparently otherwise, if not for the Psukim, Hava Mina Arusa Shasi, I would say an Arusa drinks. Question. We have another technicality that gets in our way. That would not allow the Arusa to drink. Forget about the Pasuk, the Drasha. She's not eligible for drinking. You know why? Voki Asa Riacha. Baruch Hanina. When Rabbi Acha came, Midarema from the south, also he came, Va'aisi Masnisa B'yadi, and he presented a brisa as follows. The Pasuk says, we tell the Isha, did you get involved with another man aside from your husband? Mi baladei ishech? And that teaches us like this. She had to have had interacted with her husband as married prior to this episode. He had to come first. So we tell her, did you get involved with that man aside from having involved with your husband? Mishakad mashchivas baal. There needs to first have been an interaction with her husband, a legitimate interaction with her husband, lebayel, before this purported interaction with the other fellow, the bayel, the suspect. That's the way it has to work. V'loy shakad mashchivas bayel baal, as opposed to a situation where her purported interaction with this bayel came before, prior to any potential interaction with her husband. Now, an arusa is presumed to have not interacted with her future husband as married, in which case, it preempts the whole process. Without a pasuk, it doesn't work. It doesn't get off the ground. Why do we need a pasuk if the whole thing is not really eligible for drinking? Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, I'll give you the answer. Mishgachasla. You know how it could work? Kigan Shabbat Aleha Arus Beisavia. Very simple. The chasan, the arus, was involved with her as married while she was still back home during the engagement period. So he came first, and then came the boil. Okay, that works. But the kavasa, gabe shemeras yavim. Now, what could be a potential parallel matching case by the yavama? How do we get that the yavam was involved with her beforehand? Kigoyin shabal le yavam beis chamia. Okay, so the yavam was involved with her as married while she was still beis chamia in her and her in-laws. Basically, it means to say while she was a shemeras yavam. So he came first. Question. If the yavam was involved with her, even in a znus scenario, that creates yivam. That triggers yivam. That activates yivam. Ha shemeras yavam karisla. So why are we even calling her a shemeras yavam? Ishtemal yasi. She's fully his wife. The Amar Rav. Rav tells us in Maseches Yavamas, even an inappropriate interaction between the yavam and the yavama, that's it. Done deal. Kana l'koyla. Makes it fully his wife. Everything. For all practical purposes, she's his wife. She wants to leave. She needs a get. If there's kinyan v'stira, she drinks the water. She's a regular wife. Some amount of shach. Either way, we're stuck. If we're dealing with a standard, typical yivam, where the yavam was not yet involved with the yavama, then you can't drink. The yavam has to be first. And if he was there, he was with her first, then yivam was done already. That's not shemeres yavam. She's a regular wife. Of course you drink. And says the Gemara Kishmuel, we're following Shita Shmuel, the Amar who holds that when there is an inappropriate interaction as married between the Yavam and the Yavama, not for the sake of Kinyan, you know, so then, Loikana el Dvarim Hamur Miparsha, it doesn't really activate a proper Yivam, it's only a partial Yivam, it only works for the things that I mentioned in Parsha's Yivam over there, that, you know, if she wants to leave with a get, she has to leave with a get, he inherits his brother's possessions, etc. It's a local, a limited type of a Kinyan. But she's not really his full wife with respect to the halachas of Saita, etc. Okay, so that answers our question. The question was, why are we even suggesting that an arusa or shemeras yavam can drink the meis Saita? The halacha is, husband has to have interacted with her first. So by the arus, we said very simple. There was an interaction beforehand, during the engagement period, and by the yavam as well. We're going with Shmuel, that even an improper interaction does something, but not a full kinyan, and therefore she's still technically considered shemeras yavam. So on the one hand, she really should be eligible for drinking because he was there first. It was kad mashchivas baal boil, but since we have the pasuk, right, the Yenison's pasuk, we exclude the shemeras yavam from drinking. Continues the Gemara. If that's the case, let's take a step back. We had a machloikas tanoim, and then a machloikas amaroyim. It would seem now we have a matchup between the tanoim and amaroyim, which isn't really something ideal. That the amaroyim are discussing the same as the tanoim. Why? Because we had a shiloh. Is the shemeras yavam going to drink? Rabbi Yashi says yes. Rabbi Yenison says no, because of the pasuk. Right? That's the Tana of Al-Mishnah. Now, we're forced to say that there was some sort of interaction between the Yavam and this Shemeres Yavam. Otherwise, the whole issue doesn't, the whole process doesn't start, right? Now, we have Machlis Rav and Shmuel. this type of interaction with the Yavama, interaction which was not L'shem Kinyan, how far does it go? What does it accomplish? According to Rav, it's a full Yibam. According to Shmuel, it's only a partial Yibam. And she's still called a Shemeras Yavam. Now, Rav, who says that it's a full Kinyan, can only go with Rav Yashia's Shita, who says that in this type of situation, a Shemeras Yavam, who was involved with the Yavama and then had Kinyan Vestira, will drink. That's Rav Yashia's Shita. That's consistent with Rav. Right? Because according to Rav, it's kana l'koil, it's a full kinyan, like a regular wife. Then of course she drinks. So Rav can only work with Rabbi Yashia. He can't work with Rabbi Yenison, who says there's no drinking. Why not? If there was any even business between the Yavam and the Yavama during the Shemeras Yavam period, she's fully his wife. It's like a regular Yishuv. Of course she drinks. So apparently Rav can only work with Rabbi Yashia's Shita. Lema, shall we say, Rav, who says that he via business between the Yavam and the Shemeras Yavam creates a full kinyan. The Amak Rabbi Yashia will fall in line with Rabbi Yashia that there is drinking in this case. Shmuel, as opposed to Shmuel, who says this type of interaction between the Yavam and the Yavama does not create a full kinyan, and she still considers Shemeras Yavam, and therefore it makes sense that she's not going to drink. The Amak Rabbi Yenison is following Rabbi Yenison Shita, who says, in fact, there's no drinking in a case of Shemeras Yavam. So Rav is like a Yashia, and Shmuel is like a Yenison. Hard to believe. Because then Rav is disagreeing with Atana, and likewise Shmuel. We try to avoid this type of setup. Says the Gemara, you're right. We can work it out. And reconcile all the Shitas. Amalach Rav. Rav will tell us like this. You know what? Ana de Amri, I feel Rabbi Yenison. I can go even with Rabbi Yenison. Even Rabbi Yenison, who says there's no drinking, it can work. It can work according to me as well. Even though I hold that this type of interaction between the Yavam and the Yavama creates a full kinyan, but there's a pasuk which says, no drinking, it's a special pasuk. Mid the istra kral mu'uta. It's the opposite. The very fact that we need a pasuk, the pasuk of tahas isheich, to say, well, l'mu'uta, we exclude the shemeras Yavam from drinking. Mechlal de ishtam al yasi. What does that tell us about the shemeras Yavam? That otherwise we would consider her as his full wife. Regarding other things, she's fully his wife. That fully consistent with my Shita, says Rav. She's fully his wife. We have a pasuk. And we don't give her to drink, for whatever reason. Special exception. But otherwise, she's really his wife. So the fact that we need a pasuk to lock her out of the drinking is the biggest raya, says Rav, that she's really his wife. That fully consistent with my Shita. So that works out. On the other hand, we said that Shmuel would only match with Rabbi Yenison. Again, Shmuel, who says that Bia Beznus between the Yavam and the Shemeras Yavam creates a full kinyan. Sorry, only creates a partial kinyan. That only fits for Rabbi Yenison. That there's no drinking, right? So that matches up. But he can't work with Rabbi Yashia, who says there is drinking by Shemeras Yavam. Because according to Shmuel, why would it be drinking if she's not really his wife? Says the Gemara, no. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel will respond, you know what? I can work even with Rabbi Yashia. I know that Amri, I feel Rabbi Yashia. How could that be? Rabbi Yashia tells us that a Shemeras Yavam does drink. And according to Shmuel, she's not really his wife. Just the opposite to Shmuel. I mean, the Isra Krol Rabuya, the very fact that we need a Pasuk. Right? Remember, Rabbi Yashia had a Pasuk, Ish, to be married by Shemeras Yavam. Isra Krol Rabuya, what does that tell us about her status? Mechlal Dlav Ishtahi. Apparently she's not really his wife. Just like what I'm saying. But there's a special pasuk that by Shemeras Yavam, we give it to drink like a regular wife. So basically, we no longer have to tie these shitas with each other. Rav can work with all shitas. And Shmuel can work with all shitas as well. Okay, in summation, we have a very long Mishnah with many categories, many situations where for whatever reason, the Isha will not have the drinking option, although she's Usher, and she must leave the marriage without the Ksuba. We have the Arusa B'Shemeres Yavam situation, which is actually Rabbi Yenison Shita, based on two Psukim. We have the next category of Isurim, Alman L'Kayin Gadol, Chayav Elavin, and Rashi brings it Sefri. She's not Ro'i L'Ishus, is no drinking. We have a situation where she admitted or she refuses to drink, again, there's no drinking option there. A situation where the husband got in the way, there we say no drinking, but there is ksuba. What if the husband passed away before they got a chance to drink? What if he married somebody too close to the previous marriage? She's a muberes, she's a menekes. Machlek is there. What about he married somebody that can't bear him children? Machlek is there. What about if there's no husband? Can Bezdin get involved? Yes. They can make the kinui, but when it comes to drinking, we have a machlekes. So Rabbi Yossi says, true, Bezdin can't give him to drink, her to drink, but when the husband shows up, he can step right in and proceed with drinking. We came up with a machlekes, with Rabbi Yashi, who says that Shemeres Yavam will drink. Rabbi Yenison says both Arusa and Shemeres Yavam are preempted because of the pasuk. We had a kasha. What do you mean? What's there to talk about? First, the husband has to be involved, and then the boil. We worked that out as well. And we worked it out with both Rav and Shmuel. All the best to you. Hatzlacha Rabbah and Psurois Toivois.